DanielDeVizet.com. And again, the book is available from Grove Press Bookshop or wherever finer books are sold. It's called The Blues Brothers, An Epic Friendship, The Rise of Improv, and the Making of an American Film Classic. Daniel, thank you so much for taking some time to talk with us today.
Oh, it's my pleasure. I love Pittsburgh. Can't wait to get back there.
And what song would you like me to play here to wrap up our conversation?
Oh, you know, maybe Soothe Me by Sam and Dave.
You got it, man. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
For taking the time to talk with us. You can find him on his website at DanielDeVizet.com. I'll also throw a link to where you can get the book. It is a fascinating read. It reads like a novel, but the amount of research in it is absolutely amazing. I'm Jay Thurber. The website, JayThurberShow.com. Also on Facebook, Mastodon, and Blue Sky at Jay Thurber Show. You're tuned to 88.3 WIRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. The news is next. It's 2:01.
Welcome to 2025 Talks, where we're following our democracy and historic times.
We can make a difference, making sure that we save the democracy, not only for the next generations who will sit in this seat, but it's about our grandchildren and the legacy that we will leave behind.
State Assemblyman Mike Gibson says California Democrats approve new congressional districts to defend democracy and balance those Republicans passed in Texas. The redrawn California maps now go to voters for approval. Democrats nationally have hemorrhaged voters over the last 5 years, according to the New York Times. An analysis found Democrats lost 2.1 million voters across the 30 states that track registration by party, while Republicans added 2.4 million. New York saw more than 500,000 voters leave the Democrats, while Republicans held steady. On MSNBC, Congressman Joe Morelli says reversing the trend for his party in the state is a matter of person-to-person organizing.
We've become convinced that the things we care about is what everyone cares about, and sometimes that's not the case, so we really have to do a much better job in a very granular way, in a literally door-by-door way.
Calling the fine excessive, a divided New York State appeals court has struck down the $500 million judgment against President Donald Trump for inflating the values of his real estate holdings. The decision is being appealed. Meanwhile, the Supreme Court has granted the second Trump administration its 18th emergency stay. The court is allowing it to move ahead with gutting DEI grants at the National Institute of Health. With inflation stiffening and employment softening, the Federal Reserve is getting ready for a crucial interest rate meeting next month. Trump and White House officials are continuing a highly unusual pressure campaign on the chair and central bankers. And across the country, local businesses are beginning to feel pressure from Trump's tariffs, and one Virginia business is shutting its doors. Tracy Fisher opened educational supply store Chalk and More 6 years ago, but says the 15 to 20% price increases caused by the new import taxes are too much for her customers.
Where we are with education and jobs and our teachers in general, it's really unfortunate because we have to then push that upcharge to our product.
According to CNBC, parents are paying as much as 20 to 30% more for school supplies than before the pandemic. State officials and healthcare providers in North Dakota are preparing for new Medicaid work requirements. Many adult recipients will have to prove they're working, going to school, or volunteering to stay eligible. Sarah Aker with the North Dakota Department of Health and Human Services says they're worried about qualified people getting lost in the red tape.
We anticipate doing a lot of education over the next year about this. They should expect to get more mail from us informing them of these changes. We'll also be doing a lot of updates to our website.
Republicans who support the requirement say it will promote self-sufficiency. The American Association of People with Disabilities says, however, that many Medicaid recipients don't have the computer, smartphone, or reliable transportation they need to navigate the system. I'm Simone Perez for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
77 Sunset Strip. Starring Ephraim Zimbalist Jr. 77 Sunset Strip. And Roger Smith. 77 Sunset Strip. Co-starring
Jay Thurber.
Produced by Warner Brothers.
Radio 9 started off this hour with Steely Dan at 209. Much more music time. 81 degrees. We're going to check your full-time forecast in just a couple of minutes. Talking to Bruce Mountjoy. He enjoyed that interview with Dan Rizzi. I enjoyed talking with Dan, too. This is John Lennon at 209. Much more music time and whatever gets you through the night on Radio 9.
Whatever gets you through the night.
Dan Henry on Radio 9. 412-385-7450. Also on Facebook, Mastodon, and Blue Sky, taking your requests. On this super solid gold Saturday afternoon in the Steel City as we coast along with the Coasters on Radio 9. 1959, that was a follow-up to Little Darlin'. It did not hit, obviously. Or if it did, it was low on the charts. We'll look it up for you. I'll get my smart books, as Doug Earth used to call them, and I'll look it up for you. We've got new music coming your way from Calibro 35. We're also going to check your weather. Here's Brenda Lee on Radio 9.
Emotion.
Brenda Lee from 1960 here on Radio 9.
W-R-A-Z.
At 2:23 chime time, new music from Calibro 35 off their disc Exploration. Right after we take care of a couple of brief messages, also check your full-time Radio 9 weather forecast. Next week, I believe, is Labor Day. Is that right? Yeah, I believe next week, girls and boys, is Labor Day, and I believe that means that the Big Rib Fest is coming up here in McKeesport. Labor Day weekend with free concerts Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, and a car show on Sunday, September 1st at the Lions Club Bandshell. I don't have the concert schedule here, I don't think, yet. Wait a minute. I'm just looking here to see if we have the schedule. McKeesportBands.com for more information. That'll give you all the information about that. But yeah, they don't seem to have the concert schedule up here. Let me see if this concert schedule is up there or not. Yeah, they have it posted, but it's like tiny. Oh, well, this is appropriate. And this was not planned at all, ladles and germs. The Blues Brothers, a Blues Brothers tribute band, will be there on September 1st to play at the McKeesport Rib Fest on Labor Day weekend. It'll be Beatlemania Magic on a Friday night. BB Steel 80s Rock on Saturday. Aftermath Experience the 60s on Sunday. And then the Booze Brothers on Monday night, Labor Day, followed by fireworks. So McKeesportBands.com will give you all the information about the McKeesport Summer Rib Fest. It's happening out at Renzi Park in McKeesport this coming Labor Day weekend. What else do we have to tell you about here on the old J. Thurber mess? Support for 88.3 WRCT comes in part from Remaster Media. Remaster Media is an online tool that can reprocess and optimize audio sound for internet and broadcast settings for both professional and personal use. They offer tools that can add depth, clarity, and stereo imaging to audio and video, as well as noise reduction features to eliminate buzz and hiss from remote or phone recordings. More information about how to reprocess audio or video available at remastermedia.com.
I thought that was you.
You thought what was me?
An online tool. I thought that was you. Ow! 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 You're hurting my arm. Ow! Ah!
No.
Sorry about that, folks. Sometimes the studio audience gets a little out of hand here. And if you or your organization are interested in underwriting on 88.3 WRCT, shut up out there. You can email PR at WRCT.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities.
Everybody talks about the weather. Is it going to be cold or hot? And it's undeniable. Radio is reliable to hear what the weatherman thought. Whether you believe it or not.
Looking for cloudy skies the remainder of the afternoon. Thunderstorms possible, mostly sunny with a high of 85. Showers and thunderstorms overnight, mostly cloudy, lows 66. Chance of rain on Sunday, and then showers and thunderstorms, partly sunny, high 84. Monday, mostly sunny with a high near 75. And then on Tuesday, mostly sunny with a high near 72. Right now, just ahead of much more music on the Jay Thurber Show. 80 in Washington County, 81 in Beaver County. It's 84 in Butler, 83 right now outside our weather window here in downtown McKeesport, and street level at the corner of Forbes and Morwood in Oakland at WRCT. It's 82 degrees with new music from Calibro 35. called Exploration. That's new music by Calibro 35. I'm Jay Thurber, exploring the frontiers of good taste here on the radio in Pittsburgh every Saturday afternoon for, wow, more than 20 years. Boy, am I old. But what's the alternative to getting old? You're tuned to 88.3 WIRCT, Pittsburgh, and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. It's 2:31. Here's Johnny Taylor on Radio 9.
All you fellas, gather around me, and let me give you some good advice. What I'm gonna ask you now, you better think about it twice. While you're lying, cheating on your woman, there is something you never even thought of. Now tell me who's making love to your old lady. While you out making love, give me that. Now who's making love to your old lady? While you out making love. I've seen so many fellas
Saturday afternoon from noon until 3 on Radio 9 with Jay Thurber, 88.3 WIRCT at Tube City Online Radio. Don't forget, coming up at 3 o'clock, it's Smooth, Relaxed, and Easy with Eric O'Brien. I hope you will stay tuned for that. These are the foundations on Radio 9.
I love you still, I need you. Farkles, hey.
Well, can't tell a Farkle from your burfle, eh, Parson Peter P. Perkins? Well, as my brother Paul in Pittsburgh says, you can't tell a Farkle by its cover, so fur it on to others as you would have them Farkle onto you.
'66, I believe. Those are the Yardbirds on Radio 9. I'm Jay Farber. I hope you know what your name is. If you don't, you're in big trouble. I don't know either. There's the Sir Douglas Quintet on Radio 9.
Thank you.
Sir Douglas Quintet here on Radio 9. On Mastodon for, we played I'm a Tiger in the first hour in honor of the McKeesport Tigers, who are opening their season today, I believe, against Delaware Valley. We'll try to get a score for you in sports in a couple of minutes, but a request from QPA on Mastodon, who wanted to know if we could play the French version of that, and I cannot find it. Like, even YouTube is not helping me, so QPA, we'll try to get that on for you maybe next weekend, okay? Hey, yo! More music after these messages.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative.
I'm Jay Thurver. Join me Sunday nights at 7 for Seems Like Old Times, a celebration of great old-time radio from the 1940s and 1950s. Every week we bring you classic episodes of Jack Benny, Fibber McGee and Molly, Dragnet, along with mystery, science fiction, and drama. So be sure to drink your Ovaltine and join me Sunday nights at 7 for Seems Like Old Times here on the New Sound of the Mon Valley, Tube City Online Radio.
Yesterday we told you about a new product which is helping to democratize America. This product is Grit, spelled G-R-I-T. Grit, the paste which makes your hands look dirty and gives you that honest working man's appearance.
Grit gives you dirty hands in a twinkling. Self-conscious tycoons use it every day in 48 states, Alaska and Hawaii. Women use it too. I read from a letter sent to us by Miss Tilly Bergenheimer of Los Angeles. She says, I worked in an airplane plant during the war. I am sorry to say I was a receptionist for a vice president. All my girlfriends were spot welders, and when we had luncheon together, I was ashamed of my clean white hands. Then I heard of Grit, and after that, I had as dirty hands as any of them.
And here's another letter with a very good suggestion. Maybe you'd be interested in a suggestion for using Grit. I am a necktie salesman, and at 5 o'clock, my hands are still beautiful. Before I meet the boys from the machine shop at Hurley's, I smear a little Grit over them, and strangers think I'm a cable overhauler. Boy, do my hands look dirty.
Yes, Bob, that's a very good suggestion. Now, friends, there's just one word of caution. Grit does not come off with soap. The only thing which will take Grit off is Smurge, the paste that removes Grit. Smurge comes in a good-looking, unobtrusive gallon can. A few wipes with Smurge, and the Grit disappears. Unfortunately, the odor of Smurge does not disappear.
But we've taken care of that. You can remove the odor of Smurge with Whiff, spelled W-H-I-F-F. Whiff, the Smurge remover in the handy 2-gallon demijohn.
For this month only, we make this amazing offer. A tube of Grit, a can of Smurge, and a bottle of Whiff for $26.95 postpaid. This will give you that popular dirty hand appearance for 30 days. Rub a little Grit on your hands before attending union meetings. Then wipe off with Smurge before meeting your girlfriend. And finish with a quick, easy application of Whiff.
Be the grimiest man in your crowd with Grit. Spelled G for Grit, R for rub, I for eyesore, and T for Theodore Gramish, a friend of mine up in Boston.
Just write to Dirty NBC in New York and receive our sensational offer, postpaid in a plain, odorless, welded container.
When people come up to shake hands with you, they'll say,
and weather are coming up next. Here's Luke Christie on Radio 9.
I try every trick in the book with every step that you take. Everywhere that you look, just look and you'll find. I'll try to get to your soul. I'll try to get to your
Christie, the late, great Lou Christie on Radio 9 from 1969. New music from John Morgan coming up as we close out this week's installment of the big show. Don't forget, repeats air on Sundays and Wednesdays from noon to 3. Those are only on the internet at Tube City Online Radio. So if you missed any of today's show, if you missed the interview we did in the 1 o'clock hour with Daniel DeVizet, you can always catch the replay tomorrow, Sunday, from noon until 3. Or Wednesday from noon until 3 Eastern Time, only on Tube City Online Radio. What else to tell you about? If you're listening to us on 88.3 WIRCT, stay tuned. At 3 o'clock, it's Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy with Eric O'Brien. And then at 5 o'clock, it's Confusing Times for Confusing Sounds. No, wait. I have that backwards. I'm sorry, it's Confusing Sounds for Confusing Times. Saturdays at 5, it's time for Chop Shop, only on Freeform Radio from Carnegie Mellon University, 88.3 WRCT.
Your front row center at the ball game, and you don't have to fight the crowd. Turn your radio on as loud as you care to, then prepare to enjoy it.
High school football season started this weekend, and in games of interest today, we have a non-conference game between McKeesport and Delaware Valley. Final score in that game was McKeesport 51, Delaware Valley 24. Elsewhere in the world of sports, Braxton Ashcraft and Bubba Chandler combined for a three-hit shutout as the Pittsburgh Pirates beat the Colorado Rockies 9-0 on Friday night. Ashcraft struck out six with one hit and a walk to win his second consecutive start. Brian Wu allowed one hit in seven innings, and the Seattle Mariners beat the Athletics 3-2. Lourdes Gurriel Jr. singled in the winning run in the 11th inning as the Arizona Diamondbacks beat the Reds 6-5 on Friday night. Yu Darvish combined with three relievers on a three-hitter. The Padres pulled even with the Los Angeles Dodgers atop the National League West with a 2-1 victory on Friday night. 600 players arrived at the Washington Nationals Youth Baseball Academy on Friday to compete for roster spots in the new Women's Pro Baseball League. The six teams are set to launch next year. Pittsburgh Steelers are breathing a sigh of relief. Derek Harmon, first-round pick, suffered a knee injury in that Thursday preseason victory against the Carolina Panthers, required him to be carried to the locker room from the sideline. But according to Jerry Dulac in the Post-Gazette today, the Steelers now expect Harmon to miss just one game. The Steelers open their regular season on September 7th at the New York Jets. Senior place kicker Justin Caputo of the Carnegie Mellon Tartans was named to the D3 All-America team for the preseason. He landed a spot on the first team. Caputo is a two-time first-team selection for the All-Presidents Athletic Conference in 2023 and in 24. Last year, he led the conference in scoring for kickers with 83 points for the second straight year. CMU is ranked 18th in the country for the preseason. It will open its season September 6th at the University of Chicago. Game time is 12 o'clock.
McKeesport weather.
Here's your forecast for the entire Radio 9 listening area. Slight chance of showers, maybe a thunderstorm possible. Otherwise, mostly sunny now with a high of 85 degrees. Showers and thunderstorms overnight. A cloudy, low 66. Chance of rain on Sunday, maybe a thunderstorm. Partly sunny, high 84. Monday, mostly sunny, high 75. And then on Tuesday, mostly sunny with a high of 72. Right now, just ahead of much more music, 80 in Washington County, 86 in Beaver County. It's 83 outside our weather window here in downtown McKeesport, and street level at the corner of Forbes and Moorwood in Oakland, 84 at WRCT. New music from John Morgan off the new album, Kid Myself, to close out this show.
We were young. It was fun on the run for a while, but you grew up, girl, and I should've. I wouldn't be kicking myself if I would've gotten out of the bars, out of the scene. Gave you my heart and everything in between, just like you deserve. Sorry I couldn't give. You were ringing a house.
from John Morgan here on Radio 9 as we close out.
This was the story of
Jay Thurber,
the first known instance of a man who was killed because he had lousy ratings.
Radio program because according to the wait a minute, I was hearing myself announce myself. How is that possible? Wait a minute, something is terribly wrong there. I beg your pardon, grant your grace. Hope the cattle spit in my face. Let's try that again, kids. Okay, you want to try it now? There we go. All right. Goodness.
Bring me sunshine in your smile.
Until next time.
Bring me life.
Next week at the same time on these same stations, 88.3 WYRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. It's nice to be important, but it's a whole lot more important. Be nice. You can lead a horse to water, but it smells worse than a wet horse. A bird in the hand makes one hell of a mess. No matter where you go, there you are. Don't sweat the petty things, and don't pet the sweaty things. Find me on Facebook, Mastodon, and Blue Sky at Jay Thurber Show. Check out the website at jaythurbershow.com. Smooth, relaxing, and easy is coming up next here on the Giggle Puss Broadcasting Network. It's 3 o'clock. Bring me fun.
Bring me sunshine. Bring me love. Bring me sunshine in your smile. Bring me laughter. All the while in this world where we live, there should be more happiness. So much joy you can give to each breath.
This is a production of PBRTV.com. In our 10th year, welcome to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy with Eric O'Brien. Recorded at the PBRTV.com studios for Tube City Online Radio and WRCT Pittsburgh at 88.3 FM and WRCT.org. Also heard on Vulcan Sound Radio.